The US-71B signs in Fayetteville could start disappearing before the end of the year. The city has been in discussions with the Arkansas Department of Transportation to take over the state-run highway. Ozarks at Large's Zuzanna Sitek tells us more about the proposed change in ownership.
If the Fayetteville City Council passes a Transportation Committee resolution next week, City Engineer Chris Brown says the 6.5 miles of Highway 71B, known as College and School Avenues, will no longer belong to the Arkansas Department of Transportation.
They're much more focused on moving traffic, which is their mission, of course, of being the highway department.
So Brown says, in order to focus on other aspects of the road, the stretch of 71B between the Fulbright Expressway near the Northwest Arkansas Mall and the Fulbright Expressway near Drake Field has to change hands.
What we always try to do when we do these is make sure we get a facility that's in good shape, that's like new condition. So the highway department did an analysis of 71B, and they said, well, we've got about $1.5 million worth of work that we think would be necessary to get that to like new condition.
Instead of making all those repairs, Brown says the highway department is making the funds available to the city, which will then have the discretion to use the money as it sees fit, as long as the projects meet federal criteria.
You know, I always joke that, you know, people say, well, how long does it take for the highway department to let go of the, you know, to go through the process? And I said, well, as soon as you say that you're ready to go, it takes them about 5 minutes to get the paperwork together, because they're always very ready to get rid of lane miles to reduce the number of lane miles they have.
The highway department ends up with less miles to maintain, and the city, Brown says, can get a lot more done without having to ask the department for permits to install new signals, sidewalks, striping, or anything else it wants to do.
For example, putting in a signal, they have a long list of warrants, that they call them, that you have to analyze, and you have to have enough traffic. The problem that we run into is, you know, there are many locations out there where we think a signal would be beneficial, but not many people use that particular side street because you can't turn left safely. But the highway department says, well, there's not enough traffic there. Well, the reason there's not enough traffic is because you don't have the signal in place.
By taking ownership of 71B, the city will be in charge of all those decisions. Brown says that's crucial to making many of the recommendations found in Fayetteville's 71B corridor plan a reality.
Some of the things that our citizens have asked for that we think are at least worth a try out there will just be much easier once we have the full control of the roadway.
Which Danny Strasley, the public information officer for the Arkansas Department of Transportation, says they're more than willing to do.
We are always looking for opportunities to unload mileage from the highway system because we have to maintain so much. We have the 12th largest highway system in the country. We have more than 16,400 miles of state highways in Arkansas. That includes state highways, U.S. highways, and interstates.
Strasley says the highway department is also unloading portions of 71B to the cities of Rogers and Bentonville as part of an agreement to build a specific type of interchange on I-49 that will cost an additional $6 million.
So they each contributed $1.5 million or $3 million. So where's the other three coming from? Well, we are unloading 71B in Rogers from I-49 all the way back to 8th Street. And then in Bentonville, we're unloading 71B originally from I-49 to Rainbow Curve. But since then, Bentonville has come back and said, you know what, we'll not only take it to Rainbow Curve, but we'll take it all the way up into up to Bella Vista.
When that ownership switches hands from the highway department to Rogers, Bentonville, and Fayetteville, the cities will maintain 71B going forward. Engineer Chris Brown says in Fayetteville's case, the city is already maintaining many aspects of its portion of the highway.
All of the things outside the curb that the city has done in recent years, so the sidewalks in the downtown area, we're required to maintain those. We're required to maintain the trees. The city also maintains all the signals along the route. So we're already maintaining a lot of that. We also at times will do snow and ice removal. So we're already doing a lot of maintenance and operations on that street.
Once the city owns 71B, Brown says pavement management and overlays will have to be added to the to-do list.
We've estimated it from one end to the other to do a full overlay using today's dollars is about $2.5 million. We don't think that there will be really much of any overlay work that will be for at least 10 years, maybe 15. That's kind of a typical time frame that you need to overlay.
Despite the additional cost in the future, Brown says taking over 71B just makes sense. Since the construction of I-49, the highway's role in the region is very different than it once was.
You have a certain amount of commuter traffic that's going between cities, but most of the trips that we have on 71B are somebody going from the south side of Fayetteville to the north side, going to the businesses, et cetera. So it's inner city trips. So it really is a city arterial and not a regional arterial.
But because it's going to stay a main arterial roadway, Brown says there will still be certain limitations on what the city can change.
Even though it'll be a city street, the highway department is out of the picture, we still know we have a lot of traffic out there. So I think there are some citizens who, you know, want to do a road diet and reduce the number of lanes from one end to the other. And we really don't feel like that's feasible given the amount of traffic, our current traffic stream. So I just want to make sure everybody understands that there still are some things that that will not be able to happen that some people may want.
Brown says the city will also take over a portion of Highway 112 through the U of A campus from 15th Street to I-49 once the highway department completes its work on that road. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Susanna Sitek.
As part of the agreement to take over 71B, Chris Brown says the highway department has also agreed to expedite widening Highway 112 near Sam's Club. That portion of the highway will continue to be owned by the Department of Transportation.